Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tov. We're up to Daf Mem Tesmid Beis 49B, and we are on the top of Daf Mem Tesmid Beis. Yesterday, we ended with the Mishnah, which said that you're allowed to insulate with animal hides on Friday because they do not add heat, and you are allowed to move them because they are not mukta. So the Gemara left off with a suffix and a question: whose animal hides is this referring to? Is it referring to that of a balabais, where there's no intent on selling them, so you could use them, so therefore they wouldn't be mukta? But if it was really one of an uman, if it was one of a professionally made type of animal hide, then it would be a problem because they don't want to ruin it, and then it's specifically designated not for use on Shabbos, and it would be mukta. Or is this talking about the hides of a professional, in which case the professional is even okay and not going to be considered mukta? So for sure, if you have that of a balabais, it's not going to be considered mukta, and we had a bit of a machlokes, and now we are going to be asking some questions, trying to figure out who is right. So Meisvei, we have a question from the following Brisa: Nesarim shel balabais metaltelin osan. So wooden boards of a householder, of a balabais, you are allowed to move them. Shel uman in metaltelin osan. But boards of a craftsman, of a professional, they are not allowed to be moved, seemingly because they are muksa. Vim chishev glaseis alehen pas lorchem. But if on Friday you intended to use this board to go and serve guests with them, and then you would be allowed to use them on Shabbos because you designated it for a specific use on Shabbos. It is no longer muksa. But what we see from here is, without the specific designation, a craftsman's stuff, a professional stuff, is going to be usher. So we see that it's true by boards, and lechor, the same thing would apply by animal hides. Answers the Gemara: no, it's a bad comparison, because shani nisarim to kapit alayu. When it comes to boards, it's going to be different. A professionally made board is more expensive, and someone's going to be more careful about it. That's why that's going to be muksa. But if it was animal hides, it's not going to be a problem. Toshmakam, here another proof. Oros bein avu din uvein chein avu din mutra letaltel mishabbos. If you have hides, whether they are tanned or not tanned, they are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Lo amru avu din elulinyan tuma bavadim. The only time that having tanned hides is actually different than untanned hides is when we're talking about something which is mekabel tuma, where tanned hides are mekabel tuma and untanned hides are not going to be mekabel tuma. My lav lo shna shel balabais lo shna shel uman. Does this not seem to imply it doesn't matter if it's professionally made or if it's of a balabais? Either way, there's going to be no difference except for tuma, which means that both of them are not going to be muktzah, and it's going to be totally fine. This seems to be a proof that they're both fine. Answers Gemara again: lo shel balabais. Rather, this price is only referring to that of a balabais. So again, this is no proof either way as to what is or is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara further: aval shel uman mai. So what would be the status of those that were made by a craftsman? Ein metaltelin. Are you going to try to tell me that you're not allowed to move them because they are muksa? Ihachi hadetani v'lam ravudin elinyan tuma bavad. That which we just said, that the only difference between tanned hides and untanned hides is that one is mekabel tuma and one's not. Liflog v'lis nabidida. Then let the brisa make another distinction. Bamed dvar mamurim b'shal balabais. When it comes to the balabais, where you're allowed to move those types of hides, you're right. The only distinction between tanned and untanned hides is going to be about what's mekabel tuma and what's not. Val b'shal uman lo. But if we're talking about professionally made ones that belonging to a craftsman who's looking to sell them, then this distinction would not be true. There's another distinction that you would not be allowed to use them, and the tuma is not the only thing that matters. So how are we supposed to explain this? So answers Gemara: kula balabais kamay. No, the entire brice is only dealing with that of a householder. That's why it didn't make this separate distinction. And since it's only talking about that, you're right. The only distinction is about tuma, because you're really allowed to move every single type of hide. Kitanai, and this is just like a machlokas tanaim, where the brice says, Oro shel balabais metaltelin osam, the hides of a householder of a balabais, you're allowed to move them. Mishal uman e metaltelin osam, and that of a craftsman, of a professional, you are not allowed to move. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Echadze v'echadze metaltelin osam, both of these are allowed to be moved. So we see it's a machlokas whether you are allowed to move professionally made animal hides when it comes to Shabbos, or are they going to be considered muksa? Now the Gemara goes into a bit of a different discussion. Remember, yesterday when we were starting this discussion, it was Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinai and Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. They were all sitting together, two rabbis talking to one. Now they shifted their conversation to a different, much more fundamental topic when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and something we need to remember that permeates through the entire Masechta. Hadar Yasra v'kami ba'ilus. They continued sitting there and they asked another question. Haditnan, that which the Mishnah says, Avos melachos arbo im chasar achas. So we know there are 39 melachos. This is going to be the big topic on Daf Ayin Gimel, but right now the Gemara is introducing it to us now. So that which the Mishnah said, that there are 39 melachos. Notice how it says 40 minus 1. So 39 melachos kenegan me. What do they correspond to? What is this referring to? So the Gemara in Daf Ayin later has a whole thing about Ela Hadvarim, and the gematria of Ela is 36 plus the 3, whatever it is. So Pnei Yoshua explains, no, that's the Gemara later, and that's talking about gematrias. But we want to know where we learned this from. Actually, that might just be a nice mnemonic device to remember it, but where do we actually know this from? So answers the Gemara: two shitos. Amar lehu Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama says, "Kineged avodos hamishkan." It corresponds to the labors that were done in the Mishkan. There were 39 activities that were done in the Mishkan. Those are the 39 malachos. Now, big machlokas between Rashi and Rav Haigon. Rashi says, what are these 39 malachos referring to? It's referring to binyan ha-mishkan, the building of the mishkan, whereas Rav Hai says it's the upkeep and the avod of the mishkan. That's what the malachos were based off of. We paskin that it's based on the binyan like Rashi. So, neged, the 39 activities that were necessary for the construction of the mishkan, that's what we have our 39 malachos. Amar hu Rabbi Yonasan ben Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yonasan, the son of Rabbi Elazar, said to them, kach amar Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lakonia. Keneged malacha malachto umelecha shabator arba im chasar. So he says a different explanation. It's not about the activities in the Mishkan. Rather, it's about the amount of times that the word melacha or melachto or meleches is used in the Torah comes to 39. Now, many Rishonim, already Rabbeinu Chananel asks, if you count, it's really 61, not 39. So he goes and he fixes how it could be that this really equals 39, when it would count, when it wouldn't count. Many people, many of the Rishonim go through figuring out this count, but because it says malacha 39 times, that's why we have 39 malacha. So, by Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked a question on the second sheet. So, now we have to go and take certain psukim that seem to have the word malacha and figure out if they're part of the count or not. So, there's a pasuk that's talking about Yosef HaTzadik and when Eishes Potiphar was trying to seduce him. And the pasuk uses the malacha over there. So that he went into the house to do his work. So, is this going to be considered one of the counts, one of the 39 times that it says malacha? Why don't you just take out a Torah and count it? Don't we have a similar situation where something came up in a similar question where they needed to figure out the exact number of something and they said, just take out the Torah and count. So let's do the same over here. If this is needed as one of the 39, then it's one of the 39. If not, not. So Amar Leir, Rav Yosef answered him, no. The reason I have a suffix is because I have another melacha related pasuk, which I'm not sure counts either, because the pasuk, when it's talking about the completion of the work in the Mishkan, it says, and the work was enough, ha-malacha ha-isadayim. So does that count as one of the 39 times it says malacha? Because it's not talking about work, it's talking about that the work was done. So does that count? So we have two pasuk, and we're not sure if they count. The pasuk of Yosef, when he's going to do his work with Eishes Potiphar, and Potiphar, and then the pasuk, when we talk about the completion of the Mishkan, that the malacha was done. So the Gemara spells out the question. Do we say, Mimin Yanahu, that the Pasuk talking about the work in the Mishkan being complete is part of the count, one of the 39, V'ha Kimanda Amar Lasos Trachav Nichnas? And the Pasuk that says Malacha about Yosef going to do his work with Eishes Potiphar, he was talking about that Yosef was going to be Mizana with Eishes Potiphar, and it wasn't really talking about work, and that wouldn't count. O Dilma, or do we say, V'yavo Abayis Lasos Malachto Mimin Yanahu, that the Pasuk by Yosef is really talking about work that he was going to do his household chores, and that would count towards the Malachos? V'ha V'ha Malacha Haisadayim Haki Kamar. Dishlim le avita, and the pasuk that talks about completing the work in the Mishkan wasn't talking about work itself, no malacha, rather it just means that they finished the work in the Mishkan. The bringing of the donations to the Mishkan was done. So which one is it? Which one counts? Teiku the Gemara leaves us as an unresolved question. Tosfos Yontif points out very interestingly, because we have two psukim that we're not sure about, so it's really 40 psukim that we're not sure how we get to 39, this is why the Gemara initially phrased the question as 40 minus 1 malachos, as opposed to just 39 malachos, based on this next Gemara talking about which pasuk gets in. Interesting. Now the Gemara brings a proof for the view that said that the 39 malachos are learned out from the Mishkan. Tanya Kamanda Amar Kenegan Avodos on Mishkan. So there's a brisa that teaches, just like the shita that we learned from the malachos in the Mishkan, because it was the Brisa says one is only going to be chayav for the malachos that were done in the Mishkan. They planted and we are not allowed to plant on Shabbos. They reaped and we are not allowed to reap. They lifted the boards of the Mishkan from the ground into the Rishas Arabim, and the Atem Lo Tachnisu Mirishas Arabim Rishas Hayachar, and we are not allowed to bring things from the Rishas Arabim to Rishas Hayachar. Interesting, because if we look in the Gemara in the first parak, we weren't sure if Hachnasa is going to be considered an Av Malacha. We know Hotsa going from Rishas Hayachar to Rishas Arabim is Hachnasa going from Rishas Arabim to Rishas Hayachar. Is that considered Av Malacha? And this is one of the opinions or one of the examples here by Avos Malacha. So interesting. Hey Moridu Esa Krosh Me'agal Karka. They lowered the boards from the wagon to the ground. Vatem Lo Totiyu Mirishas Hayachar Rishas Arabim, and we are not allowed to take things from Rishas Hayachar to Rishas Arabim. Hey Motiyu Me'agal Agala. They transfer things from wagon to wagon. And we are not allowed to move things from Rish Sayachid to Rish Sayachid. Ask the Gemara, Rish Sayachid, Rish Sayachid, Micah Avid. What's the problem with going from Rish Sayachid to Rish Sayachid? We know going from one Rish to the other is going to be a problem, or even four Amos within Rish Sayachid is a problem, but going from Rish Sayachid to Rish Sayachid, what's the issue? So, Abaye, Verava, Damre, Tarvaya, Abaye, and Rava both say, Vitem, Ravada, Barava, Rish Sayachid, Rish Sayachid, Derech, Rish Sayachid. The answer is that you're going from Rish Sayachid to Rish Sayachid, private property to private property, but you're going through the public property. That's where the issue is going to be. This is known as the Tolda of Moshe, where you're handing over something, and we're going to talk about this more as the Masechta goes on, but this is Daf Mem Tesamet Beis, fundamental discussion as to how we learn about the 39 Malachos of Shabbos, and everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.